WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following last month's deadly wildfires, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced she's fired LA Fire Department Chief Christian Crowley, effective immediately. It follows a review of the case.
The 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal.
The mayor says it was the worst natural disaster her city has ever experienced. Bass was also criticized for taking an overseas trip before those fires broke out. Workers at the IRS receiving notices that they're fired, some 6,000 cuts expected. The White House maintains it will not impact the tax filing season. Doctors at Rome's Gemelli Hospital treating Pope Francis for pneumonia says the Pope is not in danger of losing his life, but also says the 88-year-old pontiff is not out of danger. And after a week of storms and record cold temperatures expected to thaw this weekend. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NFL has released renderings of the draft site, the theater, and the stage for the NFL Draft 2025 activities at Lambeau Field and in the Titletown District in Green Bay. The NFL Draft 2025 will be April 24th through the 26th. See our story at WGBW.FM for photos and links to the OnePass site that will provide details for parking, ride shares, and more. A couple of Democratic legislators have introduced legislation this week aimed at supporting Wisconsin farmers. The Right to Repair bill requires manufacturers to make repair documentation, data, parts, and tools available to owners and independent mechanics. This targets ag equipment specifically and protects manufacturers from liability for repairs conducted by independent contractors or owners. The Right to Repair bill was introduced by State Senator Brad Pfaff of Onalaska and Representative Jenna Jacobson of Oregon. The bill has the backing of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Five other states already have right to repair laws. Currently, companies like John Deere only allow repairs to be made by their corporate mechanics, causing delays in equipment availability for farmers. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel have claimed that they will not prejudge cases. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at five serve form in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and comfortable today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then, on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? You're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening, but you can also be a part, contribute at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board for you today. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday, Dom. We made it.
We made it. Well, we're not done yet.
We got a couple but this hours is the first Friday in 3 weeks that we're doing a show.
I know. 5 days this week, man.
I know.
Man.
Really pushing our limits.
This is, well, you know, efficiency. What is it? What is my peak efficiency, Jess?
4 hours a day, 4 days a week.
That's right. That's the best I can do. From then on, it's diminishing returns. But the good news is, folks, you get the best 2 hours.
That's always true.
It is true. Thank you for joining us. 855-752-4842. Lots of stuff to get to. Today, more Nazi salutes at CPAC. I mean, apparently the Republicans can't stop doing that. We have some an ICE administrator has been reassigned. We're going to get to that as well. A new world order, man. The Wall Street Journal writing up what their thoughts are. And is Donald Trump going to Moscow? Maybe. Maybe that's some of the reporting I've seen. We're going to get to all that as well. The AP is suing to get access back to the White House. Go AP. Freedom of speech and all that. Freedom of the press. And locally here, we got lots of news to get to. So let's do that. As mentioned in the past, Elon Musk is getting involved in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I'm not saying he's going to, you know, support Brad Schimmel as much, because if you met Brad Schimmel, you probably wouldn't. He's just going to, you know, go against Susan Crawford.
He will financially go against Susan Crawford.
As the Milwaukee Journal is reporting, Musk Super PAC drops $1 million into voter turnout for Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. I mean, against Susan Crawford. A little bit from Daniel Bice over at the Journal Sentinel. Another $1 million, as mentioned, America PAC, an unregistered committee spending $1 million on canvassing and field operations to aid Schimmel in his race against liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. Folks, vote for her. The winner of the April 1st election will decide the ideological bent of the high court. Very important, so much so that the billionaire is only putting a measly $1 million into canvassing? Come on,
man.
Oh,
come on. That's pocket change.
Go to pocket, man. Musk has provided most of the funding for America PAC, which focuses on turning out low propensity and first-time voters. A super PAC was active in Wisconsin before November general election, helping President Donald Trump narrowly win the state. Did he, though? Did he? Did he? Cam D. You know I said it. I'm just kidding. 855-752-4842. The Super PAC's activity comes on top of an estimated $1.5 million in airtime that Building America's Future, another group backed by Musk, bought in recent days for TV ads in the state's five markets. Now, this is as a side note, as the Journal Sentinel writes here, the entry by these Musk groups in the Supreme Court race comes a little more than a week after Tesla sued the state in Outagamie County Circuit Court to overturn a decision that blocks the company from operating dealerships in the state.
Huh.
Tesla applied to open dealerships in Madison, Milwaukee, Glendale, and Grand Chute. Yeah, everyone else has got to abide by these rules, but not Tesla. We don't want that.
So let me get this straight. Musk's company files a lawsuit in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Is this, I don't know, potentially a lawsuit that could ultimately end up at our Supreme Court?
Ooh, maybe.
And now he's pouring money in order to oppose one candidate.
I'm sure Brad Schimmel is not for sale.
I mean, he said so.
He literally said, I am not for sale.
But
for lease?
But for rent?
For rent? Layaway? You know, I'd gladly pay you now for a judge later. Overall, building America's future, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Fair Courts of America have spent about $4.6 million in TV airtime around the state for the next couple of weeks. All the groups back Schimmel. Crawford has criticized this heavy spending by groups backed by Musk. Overall, Crawford's campaign raised $7.7 million, while Schimmel has received $5.1 million. Elon Musk is buying off Brad Schimmel, Crawford tweeted this week. Schimmel dismissed the notion at a news conference in Milwaukee yesterday. I have never met nor talked to Elon Musk. Yeah, no doubt if you did, he probably wouldn't give you any money. Have you met the man? I mean, come on, people. He's not great. No one from my team has ever talked to anyone from Elon Musk's team. He hasn't asked me for anything. I haven't told him I would do anything. No, of course. I mean, that's why it's the unwritten rule, man. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, is he a friend of mine or a friend of ours? You know what I'm saying? A little, forget about it. All this outside spending comes just a week after Schimmel told a Jefferson County group that he was hoping very strongly that conservative groups, including Fair Courts and Wisconsin WMC, would begin running ads in his race. Yeah, he's got his knee pads out begging for that money. No, never did that either.
Mm-hmm. Where'd he get those knee pads?
Menards! He keeps on talking about Menards. So I guess ultimately we have not only the doji guy, Elon Musk, And for real, people. I mean, so the guy's got money. Got it. Okay. But as it pertains to his efforts in government efficiency, literally, what expertise does he bring to the table? Is he a process innovator, a reformer? What is he bringing to the table? I mean, there's people that are like schooled and knowledgeable of organizations and how to do these. I'm not clear that he does. I mean, I'm not sure that he did a great job on Twitter or X.
No, demonstrably.
I mean, a lot of Nazi action going on there now. And if Twitter goes down, if the X goes down, you know, so what? Use something else.
Go to Blue Sky.
Go to whatever. OnlyFans. I mean, whatever you're into, you know, you can.
Seriously.
But there's no consequence if Twitter goes down. There's a huge consequence if, you know, some of our systems go down, anything that he and his 19-year-old got access to. And what are their expertise, I would wonder? What are their backgrounds? Anyway, we're digressing here. But this is the guy who's in Doge, and he's also now here in the state of Wisconsin, lending his money to support a guy like Brad Schimmel, who's never met, never asked for anything. Don't worry about it. He's not for sale. You just get to rent them once in a while. 855-752-4842. Take them out for a test drive. Lease to own. You know how it goes. Come on, Brad. Daniel Bice reporting in the Journal Sentinel. We put all the notes here that our research, our information, our articles, our journalism into our show notes. Where can they find that, Jess?
They can find those at civicmedia.us. Yeah. Look for the Dom Salvia Show under Daily Shows. Also, find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, all over the place.
All over the place. You can also see our beautiful faces on YouTube, Facebook, or X while they still let us. Just under Civic Media. Right.
To hell with Elon Musk. Strange. Did you see he was at CPAC? I guess that was last night, yesterday. I don't even know the days anymore.
Time?
He was given a chainsaw, and he was like bouncing around stage. His mind is a storm. I mean, he sounds, you know.
Oh, that explains the chainsaw memes I've been seeing today.
Yeah, one of the South American presidents, a crazy head, I forget his name, gave him a chainsaw.
A chainsaw? Why?
Because he's cutting the red tape.
With a chainsaw?
I mean, I don't know. What? And then the social media kind of blew up. What was he like maxing out on K, taking ketamine and just like, you know, losing his freaking mind up on stage, and was up there. They had his sunglasses on, you know, wielding a chainsaw. I mean, and I'm a big fan of Ashy Slashy from Evil Dead, but you are no,
right,
but you are no Ash.
Right. And that's meant to stay fiction.
Yes,
right?
That is fiction.
Correct. Okay. Just to clarify.
Yeah. So that was interesting to see as well. That guy's the guy who's putting all this money in against Susan Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Say her name, Susan Crawford.
Susan Crawford.
Susan Crawford.
Judge Susan Crawford out of Dane County.
For Judge Susan Crawford. And she's not Brad Schimmel. Thank God. 855-752-4842. What did we see yesterday? We talked about Congressman Derek Van Orden from the great state of Wisconsin, and he had a big problem with this judge who went against Elon Musk and their team and trying to get access to, I think it was the Treasury system. And again, there's so many different angles and probes and prodding by Musk and his team and all that. There's a lot of court cases going on. So, you know, forgive me if I mix some of them up, but I believe it was the Treasury one. And Congressman Van Orden is just incensed that this judgment went against Doge and Elon Musk and the Trump administration. And so he is very adamant on impeaching the judge. He's going to impeach the judge because he can't have that. You got to fall in line. So while he was apparently focusing his time and energy on that, and I love it. I love it, love it, love it. When our local Wisconsin topics and journalists get written up on the national stage, on the Raw story. We're talking about
always the best news when Wisconsin ends up on Raw story.
The best. I mean, it might travel the most, right? The best as in that's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But usually not the best for, you know, Wisconsin citizens.
Typically not.
No. It's usually terrible governance. Mm-hmm.
So what did we have on the Raw story?
Serial killers and sports. That's what we're here for, baby. The Raw Stories headline, Republicans snub local farmers panicking about Trump's tariff chaos. Matthew Chapman wrote that. And what does he talk about? Well, he's referring to and puts a link in the Raw story to Harry Redmond's piece at the Wisconsin Examiner. Yeah, Harry.
Hey, that's one of our sites that we go to.
You know it. Check them out at WisconsinExaminer.com. Republican lawmakers no-show as Western Wisconsin farmers complain of Trump chaos and disruption. What? No show? You can't find any time? No time? They did not appear at an event hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union in Chippewa Falls on Friday as farmers from across the area. So they were concerned about the effects of Trump's first month in office is having on their livelihoods. First month? I mean, wait for the second or third month. Folks, we're just getting started. And it's interesting to see, and the market tanked today, like down a point and a half. It was not great. There are real concerns about inflation. There are real concerns about tariffs and what Donald Trump is threatening to do if he follows through. There are real concerns. But back to Redmond's piece briefly. We'll carry this over on the other side as well. 855-752-4842. Mark Polkin was there. State Senator Jeff Smith, he was there. State Reps Jody Emerson, there. Christian Phelps, there. Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, State Reps Rob Summerfield of Bloomer. Trigg, I'm not going to kill that last name. Sorry, Trigg. Clint Moses and senators, state senators, Jesse James and Rob Staffshot were all invited, but did not attend or send a staff member. Now, I did check out the Wisconsin Farmers Union website, and they're probably a progressive-y organization, but you know what? They're in your district. They are farmers, and they are concerned. And where are you trying to impeach a judge that went against your administration? Should you be, like, focusing at home? Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-273-8255. 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
To the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. You can join us on the lines 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also out on the Twitters and on the Facebooks.
And the YouTubes.
And the YouTubes. James, he's on, what is that? I guess that's the Facebook.
Two viewers.
Congrats on really getting the message out. Thanks, James.
Thanks,
Thomas,
for being one
James.
Of them.
You're one of them, man. Spread the word. But you know, there's literally billions of people listening to us right now on the broadcast. It goes out to space, you know.
That's true.
Radio waves. Mm-hmm. We're going out forever. Mm-hmm.
The Martians are hearing us.
855-752-4842. Let's touch on this a little bit more here. Again, the Republicans totally ignoring their constituents and the farmers here in Wisconsin that are legitimately concerned about this economic plan of this administration. And the markets are showing it today. The Wall Street Journal, I mean, everywhere you look, there's not a great, find for me one great headline about Donald Trump and his economy right now and his efforts and his thoughts, not only on certainly tariffs as it pertains to the economics of his administration, but also a huge number of people not fond of the pardons of all the J6ers. And by the way, can you throw this? I mean, there's so much going. I got to throw this out there.
Just a little treat for us.
Proud Boy. You know, remember the insurrectionist bastard Enrique Tarrio?
Yeah.
He was in D.C. today. Uh-huh. And him and Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers were, I don't know if they're trying to sue somebody. They're doing something. Anyway, a counter-protester showed up. Thank you, counter-protesters. Do it
Always
all the time.
Do that.
Yes, please. Thank you. We appreciate your efforts. And apparently one of the counter-protesters stuck a phone a little too close to Tario's face, and he swatted at it and hit her phone and hit her arm, and she wanted to press charges. And so it's assault, baby. That's assault.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have, because of the previous convictions, although pardons, is he a repeat offender? You know, is that going to be...
I don't know if his previous offense that he was convicted for, that he wasn't allowed to be in Washington, D.C., which is why he wasn't actually there on January 6, 2021. I don't know if that was wiped out as well by Trump in
because
his
pardons.
Because
that was the one where they jumped the fence and burned the Black Lives Matter flag from that church.
Yeah, so I don't know if that
the very church that Donald Trump blew through with his security detail, peaceful protesters at the park to hold the Bible upside down in front of. That church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll see how it comes around a little bit. So we'll get to the details of the Tario thing if we need to. It's kind of it. You know, I mean,
it's kind of just a little cupcake for us.
You know, it's just more of the same. You know,
right. Like, hey, arrested again,
sir. We have your regular stall for you. Welcome back.
Does he get a stamp for every time?
I think, like, I voted sticker, like, I assaulted sticker.
Once he collects five, what, does he does he get a clean toilet?
No, he shouldn't. No clean toilets for Tario. Back to Wisconsin, because the Republicans are too busy trying to impeach judges who go against their president, not my president. So the Wisconsin Farmers, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Chippewa Falls, a bunch of Democrats showed up, and one of them, Christian Phelps. Christian Phelps said this: "All four of us want you to know that there are people in elected office who want to fight for you, because I think there's a lot of fear that comes from the fact that we're seeing a lot of noise and action from people who aren't some of the people that didn't show up to this. So I hope that you will also ask questions of them when you get the chance." Pocan, our congressman from Madison, love us some Mark Pocan. He joked that Van Orden's on vacation.
Good for him, I guess. He could have sent a staff member.
He was at the insurrection as well.
He was. Mm-hmm. He was.
Now, Emerson, whose district was recently redrawn to include many of the rural areas east of Eau Claire, told Wisconsin Examiner she had just been at an event held by Oneida County Economic Development Corporation, where a Van Orden staff member did attend, so she didn't understand why they couldn't hear about how Trump's policies are harming local farmers. Emerson said this: "I get that a member of Congress can't be at every meeting all the time, all throughout their district. It's a big area, but I hope that they're hearing the stories of farmers and farm adjacent businesses, even if they weren't here. There's something different to sit in this room and look out at all the farmers. And when one person is talking, seeing the tears in everyone else's eyes. And it wasn't just the female farmers that were crying, the big tough guys. I think that talks about how vulnerable they are right now, how scary it is for some of these folks." I mean, that is literally about showing up and being there and feeling it and hearing it, smelling it. You know, when you go into a room and there's the tension and sadness and concern, you know, you don't even send a staffer. You got nothing. Now, again, I understand. Perhaps you think that this Wisconsin Farmers Union, a bunch of progressives, are too liberal. But come on, man, there's Republicans here, too. There's people that didn't vote, don't care, just want to do their thing, you know, work on their farm, raise their families, live their lives. I mean, perhaps you could find the time, Van Orden, some of these other Republicans who didn't show up to listen, go see it, see the tears. A little bit more here. Emmett Fisher, who runs a small dairy farm in Hager City, said during the town hall that he's struggling with the freeze that's been put on federal spending, which affected grants he was to receive through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He told the Examiner his farm participated in a USDA program to encourage better conservation practices on farms and that the money had been frozen. He was also set to receive a rural emergency assistance grant that would help him install solar panels on the farm. That money has also been held up. The result, he said, is he's facing increased uncertainty in an already uncertain business. Yeah, farming. Yeah. Here's another quote. "We get all our income from our farm, young family, young kids, a mortgage on the farm. And so, you know, things are kind of tight. And so we try to take advantage of everything we can. The uncertainty seems really unnecessary and unfortunate, and it's very stressful. You know, basically, we have no idea what we should be planning for. The reality is just that in farming already, you can only plan for so much when the weather and the ecology and the biology matter so much. And now to have all these other unknowns, it makes planning pretty much impossible." And there's more on this. Harry Redmond at the Wisconsin Examiner. Again, we'll put it up on the notes. But, you know, there's a consistent theme here. And I don't care if it's the rural farmers in Wisconsin. I don't care if it's, you know, the big Wall Street banks and the traders on high finance. Uncertainty is bad, you know. And when this president is sowing chaos and creating uncertainty in everything he touches, I mean, that's what he is. So we're not shouldn't be surprised. But at least the Republicans should show up and hear from their constituents. I think there's going to be a lot of that coming up in the future, folks. It's only been 30 days. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. People who lost their homes to Hurricane Helene or the California wildfires could get a sizable tax break if they moved to Wisconsin. State Representative Cindy Ducho and State Senator Dan Fian are sponsoring a bill that would give anyone who moves to Wisconsin from North Carolina or Los Angeles County due to the hurricane or the fires a $10,000 income tax credit for 2025. Ducho and Fian introduced the bill on Tuesday. They say in a memo seeking co-sponsors that the bill would help alleviate chronic workforce shortages in Wisconsin. The bill's prospects are unclear. Wisconsin emergency officials are sharing flood preparation tips with residents ahead of Flood Safety Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers declared next week as Flood Safety Awareness Week, hoping to remind residents to evaluate their properties and have a plan for unexpected flooding. Residents should stay informed of weather conditions, keep valuables out of their basements, and clean their gutters regularly to limit flood damage or avoid it entirely. They should also create an emergency plan ahead of time and consider purchasing flood insurance. Scammers are using tax season to try to get your money. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says one common trick is using scary messages to demand money. These can come over the phone, text messages, on social media, or even through letters crafted to look like they're from government agencies. Miller says the IRS and other government agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone. If you get one of these calls or messages, simply hang up or delete it. If you're concerned about tax payments, visit the IRS website yourself at irs.gov. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know more than 50,000 state residents report being scammed every year? I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. How you can protect yourself on the next New Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
We're ready.
Hear us now. So, tie our tongues from off the rough strain. My blood break, my
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-Civic. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. See you folks lining up on the lines and participating on the texts as well. Please, please, asks Lee of the Grove, talk about Maine's Governor Savage public move on Trump today. I'll see you in court. Yeah, I did see that, and I don't have the sound of it, but they were in the same room together. And this is about, you know, the trans athletes, and Maine's not having it. And Trump's at the podium kind of ripping on her as she's sitting there in the room. And she's, I'll see you in court. Oh, I'll see you in court back. You know what I mean? But thank you. Push back. This is just ridiculous. But here we go again. I mean, you guys wanted Trumpy, so we got Trumpy. Mark is doing very terrible today. We'll get to that as well. 855-752-4842. It wasn't just today. It's the week. So, you know, I was just going to say, if the trend continues. But let's get to some of our most patient folks. Mark from the SAC, you are first today. You're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, you mentioned that, the Who song, the Guess Who song, You've Got No Time.
Yeah.
You know, they've got better things to do. I mean, I think I catched some of the lyrics to that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These guys are not showing up because they know they're going to get reamed.
Right.
It's hardly to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, if I was there, and, you know, fortunately, I'm represented by Mark Pocan, and my two state reps right now are Sarah Kieski and Karen DeSanto, and they're both good Democrats and good progressives, and these guys need to face the public, because it's going to just decimate some of our rural communities. This whole Muscovision stuff that is going on now, is just sad. And I mean, we're losing so much status in the world. Apparently, Musk is out there now editing the fact that people are challenging Trump on Twitter, and calling out Trump, pointing out the lie, and Musk is out there furiously editing that. Well, we know what the truth is there. Russia invaded Ukraine. Pure and simple, violated their agreement with Ukraine,
dude. And Fox News had Trump on Fox. Don't call it news. Sorry about that. Fox Don't Call It News was trying to crack to him as well. But you know, guys like Donald Trump isn't hearing it. And his Caroline Leavitt, also his press secretary, was asked some very specific questions. She wasn't having it. Wasn't hearing it. Wasn't answering. It just kind of bulldozed past it like it never even happened. Thank you for the call, Mark. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday to us. 855-752-4842. Paul from Monona. Oh, this is interesting. Paul, welcome. What do you got today?
Hey, hi, Dom. So speaking of Elon Musk, so full disclosure, I do door-to-door canvassing for Wisconsin Democrats.
Okay.
And we use a phone app to keep track of, you know, people's levels of support.
Yeah.
You know, contacting maybe for future volunteer positions. Will they do something we call vote tripling, et cetera? Pretty benign stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a call from my wife today that we got canvassed at our home by someone who, she described him as a smarmy little guy. basically, he said, I'm here to talk to people about the Supreme Court race in support of Brad Schimmel. And she said, well, who's asking? And she said, oh, I'm with Elon Musk's Super PAC. And so can I put you down for, and then she said, you're not putting me down for anything. And the thing kind of ended at that point, but I kind of wanted people to know that they are out there and they are using tech, and it's probably not going to be ethically used. That's just my hot take on it. But don't be surprised. These people are out there now canvassing for Brad Schimmel, and they're funded by Elon Musk.
So, yeah, that's interesting, Paul. And you know what I also find interesting is they stop by your house. When you go do this, don't you basically have a list of folks that are, you know, hot leads? You know, you're not walking up to a hard right mega, Confederate flag outside their house kind of person and saying, hey, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. Yeah, you have an idea based on the list where you're going, right?
You are correct. You are correct. However, you know, there are places on the internet and like the white pages that you can find, I think it's the white pages, where you can find little descriptors that say, you know, or a person tends to vote Democratic.
Right.
So, I mean, that stuff is out there, and I don't know if they mine that data too,
mm-hmm.
but you are correct. We tend to go to what we feel are friendly homes that aren't going to get our canvassers butts kicked. And, yeah, this guy just showed up at our door. So I don't know how he found out, or maybe they're not taking a very focused approach. I'm not sure. But it'll be interesting to see if people start getting taken aback by this or what.
Yeah. Let me ask you one other question, Paul, while I got you on the line, and thank you for your efforts in canvassing and being a part and putting some time in for our democracy. The money that's being spent, $1 million, I think, was the Vice was reporting at the Journal Sentinel that Musk's organization is spending against Susan Crawford. Is that, you think that's a lot of money? I mean, what's your experience been in that regard?
I'm actually not terribly involved with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a foot soldier.
Right, man. Well, we appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work, and thank you for sharing your experiences. Yeah, are you getting any smarmy Musk
support? Love that you described him as a little smarmy guy.
Smarmy guy. Hey, I resemble that remark. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you, Paul from Monona. CJ, our conservative buddy. What's up, CJ? Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Happy Friday to you, Dom. Kash Patel was just sworn in by the new Attorney General, Pam Bondi. And there's going to be one tier of justice. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle it falls on.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Howard Lutnick was passed, you know, just...
Do you think, hang on, the one tier of justice, if I may, CJ, let me ask you the question.
Sure.
The D.C. U.S. attorney sent a letter to a Democratic congressman inquiring about his threats to Elon Musk and his team. Do you think that is legitimate? Do you think that is a one tier of justice? Or do you think that's fishing and trying to, you know, silent dissent?
Well, I think evidence will speak loudly when it comes.
Does it, though? I mean, does it?
If?
I mean, the guy's basically saying they want us to get into a bar fight with Republicans. You think that's worthy of a U.S. attorney scratching a letter on DOJ letterhead, send it to a congressman? You think that's legitimate, man? Really?
I'm more concerned about actually what's happening right now.
So it's not. Let's hear it. It's not legitimate.
You know,
yes, I got you.
Hey, blind eye.
I'm not.
You want to turn a blind eye?
No, you can't tell me what I want to do, CJ. All right, while I got you, because I do got to ask you. The markets today tanking. Dow was down 1.7%, down 2.5 on the week, down 2.5% on the week. Is that, why do you think that is? And do you blame this administration and their tariffs and their chaos for that? Or why do you think that is?
Well, I love hearing you concerned about the fertilizer costs of farmers.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Dow right now, down 2.5% on the week, CJ, under this administration. The Wall Street Journal's lighting them up, man. Conservatives are lighting them up. There's a lot of people that are very concerned about this administration. Are you?
I'm so excited about it. I am smiling every day.
Do you have investments?
That makes you really excited.
Do you have investments, CJ? I mean, are you invested? I don't know. I mean, if how can this be good news, man? Come on. Unless you're playing the short, how is the Dow falling 2.5% in 1 week? How is that positive?
Because, you know, an adjustment happens every day.
Come on.
An adjustment. Okay. Then are we in a correction then? Is it 10%? CJ, I mean, if it's an adjustment, do you expect a 10% adjustment, which we would call a correction, which would lead to a downturn in the economy? Do you think that's coming? I mean, we got 2.5% down this week. If we keep this trend for the next 4 weeks, we'd be down 10%, which is correction territory. Do you think that's good for this country?
You don't want to hear my answer, Don.
I just did. Go.
Time.
Do you think that's good for this country?
This is amazing for the country.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
You heard it from CJ, our conservative buddy.
Dow's down. He's up.
Playing the short. Down, according to the Wall Street Journal, CJ. You know, that liberal rag of wokeness. Stocks erased gains from the week Friday after investors tapped the brakes in response to signs of a lackluster economy. Bond price rallies, while all three major indices dropped by more than 1% after the S&P set record highs earlier in the week. Indicators published the morning show the weakness in the 4.9% drop in sales of existing homes last month. And also showed retail sales also fell in February. Jay Hatfield, chief executive at the Infrastructure Capital Advisors, says the data is piling up day after day. And they go on to talk about United Health. Of course, they dropped more than 7%. Wall Street Journal reported they're being investigated on their Medicare billing practices.
Now, is this related to what Brian Anderson was being investigated for, or is this a completely different investigation?
I don't know. I'm not clear on that. Also, worldwide, people are still kind of up on the whole AI stuff. But as of Friday's trading, to my point, the Dow fell 1.7% this week, right? The S&P down 1.7 and the NASDAQ down 2.2. Oil prices declined as well. Now, I'm sorry, that was today. This week, again, this week, Dow fell 2.5%, NASDAQ down 2.5%, and the S&P 500 down 1.7%. Adjustments, maybe. But this is a Wall Street Journal. These are the actual factual numbers. And if you think that's good, CJ, I don't know, unless you're playing the short, how you could find the silver lining in that. 855-752-4842. It is the continual chaos of this administration. I don't know if we have time to get to the sound of Caroline Leavitt, because, of course, Doge investigating fraud and Caroline, the spokeswoman for Trump, never going to lie to us, right?
She said she would never lie to us, Don.
She promised. All right. Do we have time to play this?
In the next segment.
Oh, damn. Okay. See, I was sitting there jawboning with you too long, and I jumped out
right
away. If
you would have jumped into it, yeah.
We could have got it. Mark says, CJ gets the talking points from his buddy Vladimir Putin. Kathy from Fort Atkinson, CJ is a typical mega, cannot answer a question and spews uneducated nonsense. Well, I keep shutting his mic off. That's because you interrupt me, man. Jim from Stoughton says, CJ is like Kevin Bacon's character in the movie Animal House. We bend over taking the paddle from the frat brothers. Think you may have another. Get your head out of that behind. Think you may have another. Oh, CJ, you fire everybody up, man. We appreciate you, you know, coming on and I guess speaking for the megas out there. I mean, if you're a mega,
you know, it's really good that we hear that voice.
It is. I think we need to amplify that voice. If you're megas out there, you think that this is a great week for Donald Trump? If you think this is the economic uncertainty and the chaos that is driving this administration is good, if it's good for business, I know you're all about business, folks, right? It's all about the money, right? How is this good? This is a Wall Street Journal saying, and they're on his ass about the New World Order. Maybe we'll get to that next as well. When you voted for Donald Trump, did you think he'd realign our entire world order, that he would dismiss our European allies in favor of Vladimir Putin?
Absolutely.
Is that what you voted for, though? Come on.
Not me. Not you.
Is that a good thing? There is reporting that perhaps Donald Trump might be heading to Moscow.
Huh.
Are they calling him home?
Drudge, going for tea or what?
Drudge report. You got to check in with the boss, man.
Oh, of course.
Drudge report has some articles linking a former Russian spy agent accusing Donald Trump of being an agent for them for a long time. That didn't produce apparently any evidence of that, but I mean, since when do Republicans need evidence of anything? You know, I saw it on the internet. It must be true. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Caroline Leavitt might lie to you, but I never will. 855-75-CIVIC. That coming up next.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear, right?
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm. Teenagers knew it's idle. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it. People say that I'm a bad influence. I say the world's already. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy Friday. It is here. Our pal CJ inspiring lots of thought and comment on the text line, folks. If you don't, you know, if you don't have the temerity or the courage or just want to shoot a note out, you can do that on the text line. It's the same as the phone number, 855-752-4842. My original Claire, she says, hey, Dom, CJ's been conned by King Kong. Picking Con. I like that. Love the original Claire. Love you back, Claire. Oh, yeah. CJ also had to chime in, you know, just kind of putting a little salt in the wound. Long live the king. What, dude? Come on, man. You don't want to live under an absolute monarchy, CJ, because if you look sideways at the king, he'll have your head. There's no due process, man. There's no individual rights. There's no civil liberties. It is what the king wants. And when you talk like that, I know you're trying to, you know, get me. I get you. That's fine. But you're really ignorant, dude. You want to live like that, man? Are you kidding me? Do you know what that consequence of living under an absolute monarchy is? It is against everything. You wouldn't be able to call this show. If I was king, if I was one of those bad kings, and I don't like what you said, off with your head, man. I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Only the court jester gets to make fun of the king.
Mm-hmm.
So if I weren't the king, if I were the jester, that I'd be okay.
You do all right as that, I think.
I do. I said I'd be a king. I'd be a total dictator if anybody listened to me.
If only.
I mean, come on. If anybody would listen to me. Yes, we have a couple other texters out there. Steve from Milwaukee. Yes, Donald Trump. And we'll have this article, The Mirror Report, and I found the link of the Drudge Report about Trump being recruited by the KGB back in the day. We'll throw that one out there for your consideration as well. Let's see here. Mark from Sussex had no problem when the Dow dropped over 1,000 points in one day under Biden. Well, I mean, and fair point. You know, it is ebbs and flows, and I don't know what day that was. But if you look at what the market was, what the Dow was at, Mark from Sussex, when Joe Biden became president, and what the Dow was at when Joe Biden exited the presidency, it was double? I'm going to have to double check that. It was high, man. No way. And again, granted, we're in a worldwide depression, or I'm sorry, a pandemic that impacted everything, supply chains, yada, yada. Everything was shut down. I mean, I get that. But those things happen. That happened under your guys' watch, yo. And so you own that. And at some point, Donald Trump's going to own this. And I gave January, man.
He'll never own it. Come on.
He'll never take blame for it. And the good happens, he'll take credit. But we're full on now, man, right? We've heard all the toadies from the Trump administration yesterday. We heard Caroline Leavitt. We heard Stephen Miller. Everything's great. Man, he did 70-some executive orders. We've done more in 8 years and more in 30 days than any other president's done in 8 years. And all the sycophantic ass-kissing weirdo stuff, man. That is strange, strange stuff. I get you want to support your administration and your person, but the ass-kissing, the bending of the knee to such a degree reminds me of these, you know, these movies of like Nazi Germany, man. I hate to say it like that, but any sort of authoritarian that needs that reinforcement and support constantly, man, and they're giving it to him constantly. It is very strange. So if his folks are out there saying that, hey, this is the 30 days, he did all these things, well, he owns it right now. Okay, we're going to run out of time.
We are.
Oh, come on.
No, we got enough time right now.
All right, Caroline Leavitt. Let's hear Caroline Leavitt. Peter Alexander from NBC asking righteous questions.
Let me ask you about the fraud, if I can. We can all have our own opinion about what is wasteful spending, and Republicans have praised the president for cutting wasteful spending. But fraud, of course, is a crime. So have you turned over evidence of fraud to the Justice Department, and when should we expect to see those indictments?
Yes. It's a clever question.
Clever.
First of all, I think all Americans would agree that funding mastectomies in Mozambique is not something that the American people should be funding.
Is that fraud?
Or DEI programs. I think it's fraud that the American government has been ripping off taxpayers in this way. And we also do know there has been extensive fraud, particularly if you look at Social Security. In fact, according to an IG report from the Social Security Administration, there was $71 billion worth of fraud in one single fiscal year that we know about. And so that is a lot of fraud, Peter, that the government has admitted to. So this administration is committed to finding even more of that fraud, waste, and abuse.
To be clear, that $71 billion was from 2015 to 2022, so it wasn't in just 1 year, and it was in
$71 billion.
But it wasn't in 1 year. Just to be clear,
it was
in one report over multiple years from 2015 to 2022. And
so
it was
are you defending $71 billion, Peter? That's a lot of money, far too much, and that's why this administration. Why is the media so against cutting waste, fraud, and abuse from the government? I don't get it.
I just want to ask a question.
You won't be deterred,
and you won't listen to logic or answer the question. Oh, it's a clever question. Listen, he's absolutely right. You could say something is wasteful. Sure, we can all do that. Go down the list. And that's why you have Congress, the House, closest to the people, get elected every 2 years. They're the ones that make up the budget, right? It starts with them. It wasn't $71 billion of fraud in 1 year, as Peter Alexander says. It was $71 billion in fraud over 7 years. Now, and mind you, we spend $1.5 trillion in Social Security payments in fiscal year 2024. $1.5 trillion. Now, if you take the $71 billion and do the math, that comes up to my back of the napkin math, 0.06% of fraud over of $71 billion over the course of, what, $1.5 trillion times 7-ish. It's less. I mean, it's a big number, because $1.5 trillion is a big number. Come back. We're going to have more of this. Plus your calls, 855-75-CIVIC.
I say the world's already full. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers, suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go hang and add to it. Just do it.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I have just three words for you. Porta potty racing. Yeah, I bet this 411 has got your attention. Saturday, February 22nd at the Smiling Moose in Newton. That's a Manitowoc area. Attendees from all around will witness teams push and pull a porta potty contraption that they made themselves 30 yards to cross the finish line. There are crappier ways to spend your day, but this isn't one of them. So go sign your team up or just witness the spectacle by going to WGBW.FM, click events, and let your curiosities be saved.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Some lawmakers returning to their home districts hearing backlash over the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Doge team sweeping federal cuts to agencies and mass layoffs. Republicans in red districts are feeling the heat, too. GOP Congressman Tracy Mann facing an upset voter at a town hall last night about Congress's role.
Why aren't you doing your job? What are we not doing? We're not handling it. You're not. You are supposed to be responsible for the people's purse.
The latest firings include employees at the IRS and FAA. The Los Angeles mayor has fired the L.A. Chief Christian Crowley, who led the response to the deadly wildfires last month, saying the review shows Crowley sent home 1,000 firefighters on the day of the Palisades fire broke out when they could have been on duty, and says she refused to do an after-action report on the wildfire. On Wall Street, growing concerns over possible tariffs, driving stocks lower. The Dow plunged more than 740 points. This is ABC News.